Not to fade out the absolutely eloquent and beautiful If You're Feeling Sinister album by Bill and Sebastian, that beautiful song Stars of Track and Field. Hate to fade that out because it's just the most, one of the most perfect songs ever, but welcome everybody to today's show. It's a lovely little morning here in Medford, Massachusetts, and this is the Comfy and Nautica show. Yeah, we're going to get straight into it. This is Ethan Essner, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Test Freeform Radio. And the first song of the day is No Future, No Past by the great Cloud Nothings. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you. It's a bad idea, and I'm all about it. Give me one more chance, and then I finally had it. When you wake up, I'll be gone again. Motorcycle in the front of it's an all-night drive from your house to Reno to the T-Bird graveyard where we play with fire. In another life we were arsonists. How long's the Chevy been on cinder blocks?
That was $20 by Boy Genius off of their lone record at the moment, entitled The Record. And before that, we had No Future, No Past by Cloud Nothings off their album Attack on Memory. Two great indie rock pieces. The first by Cloud Nothings, produced by none other than the great Steve Albini. And $20 by Boy Genius was I think it's one of the first few songs off that record. And personally, I have a bit of mixed feelings on that album. I think it has some great songs. Also, I feel like it has some songs that maybe don't fit the vibe of the sort of indie tone that the trio was going for. I think I center much more on the Julian Baker and Phoebe Bridgers songs. Nothing against Lucy Dacus, but I feel like their songs are a little bit more grounded and really feature like the elements of the indie genre I really feel that they wanted to express. And yeah, so to sort of continue with it, we're going into the indie rock scene, but also more the heavy rock side of the indie genre. This is next up, we're gonna play a song by the band Queens of the Stone Age, off of their first record. And on top of that, this is the first song off their first record, so the first time the world got their taste of Josh Homme's project Queens of the Stone Age, they heard this powerful power chord played by Josh Homme in a complete consistent sequential formula, just the same chord over and over and over again on the song called Regular John. And it is just a phenomenal piece of hard rock. I hope you enjoy, some great stoner rock from Queens of the Stone Age. Thanks so much for listening, everybody.
Open up your arms.
That was TLC Cage Match by the great MJ Lenderman. And before that, we had Grandlantic Edit by Of Montreal. A bit of an interesting sort of techno power pop song right there off of his great album, His Symphonia, Are You the Destroyer? And obviously that was led into before that we had A Regular John by Queens of the Stone Age, sort of a hard rock to a more techno feel, and then just previously we listened to TLC Cage Match by MJ Lenderman off his album Boat Songs, aforementioned, and yeah, just a beautiful rhythmic opus from one of the great indie artists of, honestly, I'd say probably the past 5 years, or I think 2020 maybe, actually. He was, I think, when MJ started really developing his image on the indie scene. But I was fortunate enough just this past Tuesday to see MJ perform live in Boston, and it was just an absolutely incredible show. He performed a wonderful set. He played, I believe, every song off of his new record, Manning Fireworks, and he, of course, played TLC Cage Match, the song you just heard. It was at the very bitter end of his main set before the encore, and everybody was singing. It was just a beautiful moment. And he's just a great performer live. His voice sounds so tight relative to the album live. Just blew my mind, and it's just a great vibe to experience. So I was really fortunate to hear him and see him perform. And to lead into that, that will lead into this next song, which is a song by a little band known as the Kinks. This is Do You Remember Walter off of Kinks or the Village Green Preservation Society. My personal favorite album by them. And really absolutely love this album and love the song. So really excited. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Comfy Nautica Show. And stay tuned. Enjoy.
Thank you. I could liken you to a werewolf, the way you left me for dead. But I admit that I provided a full moon. And I could liken you to a shark, the way you bit off my head. But then again, I was waving around a bleeding open wound. But you were such a super guy till the second you get away from me. We're like a wishing well and a bolt of electricity. But we can still support each other. All we gotta do is avoid each other. Off the wrong wind, a song ends in a minor key.
That was the absolutely beautiful song Werewolf by Fiona Apple off her album The Idler Wheel. And before that, we had Drunken Angel by Lucinda Williams off of her magnum opus, Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. And it's just a beautiful all country, alternative rock masterpiece that she released, I believe, back in the, I want to say back in the 70s, but I'm not totally sure. I believe it was in the 70s. But before that, we had the Kinks, Do You Remember Walter, off of Village Green Preservation Society. And yeah, the previous two before Werewolf were sort of like more classic rock, you know, verging on all country with Lucinda Williams there. And by the way, I think I'm actually so off with that date. Hold on. Was I? Sorry. I don't know why I said 70s. No, 1998, Lucinda Williams released Car Wheels on a Gravel Road. I apologize. Very far off. The Kinks, however, are definitely more so in that aforementioned range, though. But a drastic date in correction there. Yeah. Village Green Preservation Society was released in 68. Car Wheels on a Gravel Road, Lucinda Williams' album, was released in 1998. And then Fiona Apple's Idler Wheel was released much more recently, in the 2010s. And yeah, just three beautiful songs, and Werewolf just features Fiona Apple at her most, at the height of her power, and she's just a dynamic force of vocalization and instrumentation with her piano abilities, and the ability to just meld everything together is just gorgeous to listen to, and is a treat every time. And with that, we're gonna transition to more of the sort of ambient sounds of indie rock, with a song by Wilco. This is a song off their album Ode to Joy, and yeah, it's a bit of an ambient, more I guess you'd say maybe like a dream pop, very percussive song, and yeah, it's a great one. Hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah.
That was Motorola Scalatron, a mouthful, by the band Stereolab off of their album Emperor Tomato Ketchup. Just a phenomenal album. Probably my second favorite album behind their album Dots and Loops, which is another masterpiece. But nonetheless, Emperor Tomato Ketchup is a spectacular piece of music. And then before that, we had Wilco's song Quiet Amplifier off of Ode to Joy. I think I was saying it's very ambient, very built on sort of noise rock there, and it's just a wonderful piece of music, in my opinion. I know that I think that Jeff Tweedy mentioned one time, I think in an interview, said it was the album, the song itself was an experiment, and I think it was absolutely successful because it is just a wonderful piece of music. And then after that, we got a little more electronic with the Stereolab song, and to continue with this sort of weirdness within classic rock, or just classic stylized music, we have a song from the Beatles off the White Album. This is Happiness is a Warm Gun. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy.
She's not a girl who misses much. Oh yeah. She's well acquainted with the touch of the velvet hand, like a lizard on a window pane. The man in the crowd with the multicolored mirrors on his hobnail boots, with his eyes while his hands are busy working overtime. A soap impression of his wife, which he ate and donated to the National Trust. I'm gone down. Mother Superior jumped the gun. 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 Mother Superior jumped the gun.
Bye. Somebody help me, cause I can't find my way. Nobody move, nobody move.
That was Them Changes by Thundercat off of his album Drunk. Wonderful, wonderful piece of music. His bass licks are just immaculate. So tasteful, so beautiful, and just so great. Just so great on the ears. And before that is Happiness is a Warm Gun by the Beatles off the White Album. And without further ado, as we are at that point in the show, I'm going to read a little PSA. This one is has to do with bears, so here we go. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill, but if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. You can do your part to reduce black bear encounters by storing trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or in a tree. Learn more online at fs.usda.gov/NFSNC. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest and this radio station, WMFO. We care about bears and you. Yes, so that was Word Salad, if I've ever read it, but it was a lovely little PSA about bears, and we want to protect you and bears as well. And without further ado, to continue on, we're going to sort of wrap up the show with our final two little songs we have here. The first one up is a song by Sufjan Stevens off his most recent album, Javelin. The song is called Genuflecting Ghost. Beautiful, beautiful anthem. And, you know, this is just a wonderful piece of music and a wonderful album from Sufjan, having, you know, gone on a brief hiatus with music. He just came back with an absolute gem of a record. And yeah, this is Genuflecting Ghost. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Comfy Nautica Show, and this is Ethan Essner, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Medford Test Reform Radio. Once again, thank you so much for tuning in. Have a lovely Friday.
Sacrifice, genuflecting. There